Hello again. I want to start this particular newsletter with a confession. I'm an absolute sucker for a good quotation, proverb or adage, from Buddhist sayings to the speeches of Churchill. I can't get enough of these nicely little encapsulated nuggets of wisdom, and I churn them out all of the time, much to everybody's annoyance. But one of my favourites is actually an ancient prayer, and it reads as follows. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. And sorry to get a little philosophical on you, however, I can't but help feeling that this is an attitude that many of us in digital could do with adopting. Working in our field can be really frustrating sometimes, can't it? So much of what we want to do requires change. Change in how organisations work, think and behave. And it can often feel like you're banging your head against a brick wall, even when doing something as fundamental and supposedly simple as introducing regular testing with users. In this kind of environment, we need to learn to accept what we can't change. However, equally, we need courage. We need courage to challenge the status quo sometimes and risk making unpopular decisions or even mistakes. But how do we know the difference? How do we know when we should accept something because it can't really be changed and when we should have the courage to push a little bit more? Well, I believe it begins by recognizing the things that we can't easily change. Now, with enough time and energy, you can change most things, can't you? However, in the real world, there are some battles just not worth fighting because the effort involved outweighs the results that you get from it. Fighting these battles just leaves you drained and demoralised. And in my experience, there are two types of battles that are almost always ones you're going to lose. First, there are the fights where you're trying to make large changes across an entire organisation. Perhaps we're trying to change an organisation's attitude towards testing or getting senior management to sign off on building an entire UX team. Now, perhaps you've had more luck than me, but it's tough to get these kinds of big wins, and I would advise against these kinds of endeavours as they rarely succeed. As another saying goes, you'll just end up biting off more than you can chew. The other type of challenge that almost always fails is attempting to change people. Even trying to change people's point of view is actually extremely hard. People have their perspectives based on the previous experiences they've had or the scope of the job that they do, and even the best, most persuasive and logical argument rarely makes a dent on that. Fortunately, you don't need to win every battle to make progress. Neither do you need to change the world overnight. In my opinion, the secret to success is actually recognizing what you can change and then having the courage to actually carry that out. See, occasionally I find myself mentoring in-house digital leaders or even digital owners of agencies who have settled into a comfortable rut. They love to moan about the lack of change in their organisation or how their clients don't listen to them. Yet secretly, they'd be absolutely terrified if they were given the freedom that they're complaining they're lacking. Something is very comforting and comfortable about being able to say that you tried and you were ignored without actually having to do anything. So you make these big asks that really you know are never going to be fulfilled instead of looking at what you can do. You see, in almost all cases, these people could be doing more than they've actually done if only they had the courage. You see, opportunities surround us, and yet our fear and lack of motivation prevents us from acting. For a start, nothing's stopping you from changing yourself. Unfortunately, it's a lot easier to demand others to change than it is to go about changing ourselves. However, making even some small changes in how we work can make an enormous difference. And let me give you a couple of examples. First, we could try adjusting the way we communicate with others. Our stakeholders and clients aren't going to suddenly start caring about user needs, so why are we bothering? But the chances are that we could make improvements to the user experience which will help them achieve the things they do care about. So we need to focus on those instead. We need to focus on helping others achieve their aims rather than how they can help us. You will find that people are a lot more open to adopting digital best practice when they can see how it can actually help them. So we can change the way we communicate. Second, we can stop being in such a rush. You don't need to establish the perfect digital workflow overnight. If we keep demanding big changes from others, we're going to keep being disappointed. People will be overwhelmed with the size and the cost of the changes that you want. Instead, we need to focus on making small incremental changes. It's important to remember, if I'm going to throw in yet another little adage, of Rome wasn't built in a day. That said, we need to become braver and to take more risks. Changing takes courage because it means taking risks. It means stepping out of our comfort zones and challenging the status quo, and that can feel dangerous to many people. I regularly encounter digital professionals in-house who worry about doing things that they don't have the perceived authority to do. I equally speak to agency owners and freelancers who are unwilling to question the client for fear of losing the work. However, things will never improve if you don't start taking risks and going beyond the constraints of your perceived role. You'll never be seen as anything more than what you currently are, and you'll never get to work on larger, more interesting projects. We need to start taking risks and asking for forgiveness rather than permission. There's another quote. Stop waiting for somebody else's approval and just do it. If you want to see more testing with users, start running it yourself. If you want accessibility to have a higher priority, start building it into projects. If somebody challenges you, that's fine. You can always back down later. However, in my experience, most people don't care, right? Or even particularly notice, as long as you're delivering on time and within budget. If I'm honest with you, the only reason I've got to where I am in my career is by pushing the boundaries of my role. A client hires me as a UI designer and I start talking about conversion optimization. They approach me about conversion optimization and I start talking about the broader user experience. They hire me as a UX designer and I start talking about digital transformation. Does that mean that sometimes I lose work? Yeah, occasionally I do. But most of the time, people value somebody who can look at the bigger picture. As long as you provide value, people are happy to give you latitude to explore other areas. Yes, you're not going to win every battle. And yes, you need to know when to back down. But if you never try, you're never going to succeed. So this week, I'd encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and let me know what happens.